It's the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, August 17th, across the great state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Going back to 1968 for what is probably my least favorite really popular rock band. I don't like The Doors, but you know what? We're equal opportunity offenders here when we dig back into the world of music history. And on this day in 1968, The Doors started a four-week run at number one on the album chart with Waiting for the Sun, including this, their second number one single, Hello, I Love You, which was ripped off by the Kinks, or from the Kinks. There's a Kinks song, Melody, The Doors ripped off for Hello, I Love You. The Doors, number one on this day back in 1968 with their album Waiting for the Sun. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by David Osborne, Americans for Fair Treatment CEO. David, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Recent op-ed over at the Washington Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com. Biden's Labor Department is helping unions harm small businesses. That seems to be a goal in this administration, harming small businesses. What is happening inside the Labor Department? How is it impacting people across Michigan and across the country?
Well, as long as you're going back to the 60s, let me take you back to the 70s.
Okay.
I wrote about a guy named George Shearer. George had a business, a trucking business. And in the 70s, of course, the Teamsters targeted all the trucking businesses across the United States. This one was just outside of Pittsburgh, which was prime union territory. And the Teamsters sold these truckers in George's business a bill of goods. They told him that they could make double what they were making and that they could bring in new benefits. And the truckers believed it. So the truckers brought the union in, and they confronted George, who owned the business, along with his father. And there were just nine employees. Many of them were actually close friends of George's. They presented him with the petition and told him that they were unionizing, and he couldn't believe it. So what he did was what you and I might do with my friends in a small business context. He invited all the employees as well as their wives over for dinner and told them all about why they shouldn't unionize. So he actually opened up the books, literally, and showed them that they could never earn the kind of money that the Teamsters were telling them they could earn. He wasn't even making that kind of money. And it would be, in his words, killing the goose that laid the golden egg to get paid what the Teamsters told them that they'd get paid. Well, it was just a matter of time before George got hit with what they call an unfair labor practice charge. And he was brought before the National Labor Relations Board and put on the stand, made to testify. It is illegal to do things that would dissuade employees from unionizing. And really, I took you back to the 70s, but Jordan, but nothing has changed since then. And it's actually still the case today that George would have been hit with an unfair labor practice charge. Only thing that's changing is that there's a new general counsel for the NLRB in town. Her name's Jennifer Abruzzo. And now it's going to be even worse for employers. She wants to make any meeting between an employer and an employee during a unionization drive illegal as what they call a captive audience meeting.
That's really strange. Is there a way around that, or is it really just simply illegal for employers to tell employees why they might be doing something that would be not in their best interests?
Well, you know, employees only get one side of the story. Unions come in telling them all sorts of wonderful things are going to happen. What they don't hear from a union is that it's going to sever the relationship that they have with their employer. So there are many employees and employers who could talk pretty routinely about, you know, altering terms and conditions of the working relationship. You know, if they need to come in a little bit late, if they need to switch schedules, mm-hmm. they need to make a little bit more money or get an advance on their bonus. All these things stop as soon as the union comes in, because the union becomes what they call the exclusive representative, and only they have the power to talk right. about terms and conditions of employment with the employer. Employers need to be able to tell people that, but the NLRB and Biden are making it more and more difficult.
And David, this is what's happening at Starbucks as we speak, where there's a unionization effort across the country at various Starbucks franchises and locations, and the CEO has come out and announced these certain benefits to employees who are not unionized, saying this and that, and then has to say, but we can't offer this to any of our locations that have unionized because we have that relationship has now been severed.
Yep, that's right. That highlights a particularly troubling part about unionization for employees, and that is when a union comes in, they have to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement, and it effectively freezes the wages and benefits of the employees while they do that. That can take as long as a year and a half, and that time is actually expanding under Biden's administration.
Talking with David Osborne, Americans for Fair Treatment CEO. You can find them at americansforfairtreatment.org. Is there anything that states can do? You mentioned in the piece at the Washington Examiner that there is a campaign in Pennsylvania and a few other states to make sure that public employees get accurate information. What can states do, or can states do anything to sort of work around these Labor Department regulations?
Well, the most important thing a state can do is to focus on public sector unions. We've been talking so far about the right. NLRB and private sector unions, over which the state really has no jurisdiction. But it's these public sector unions that are fully within the state's jurisdiction that they can change. And public sector unions, unlike private sector unions, are growing at a rapid pace. Public sector unions are really taking over politics in many state houses. So what states can do is focus on that, and instead of giving public sector unions access to employees to recruit them and to turn them into new members, the public sector should really be limiting the access that unions have, and at least giving its own side of the story. They've really been co-opted in a lot of ways by the public sector unions, and that's really the Democrats' fault. Public sector unions give about 90-something percent of their money to Democrats and have found a home with the Democratic Party. As a result, when they come into a workplace in the public sector, Democrats owe them something. And so Democrats give them access to employees. They got to stop doing that. This is not an alliance that makes sense, and it's contributing to a downward spiral in many of our state governments.
David Osborne, Americans for Fair Treatment CEO. You can find this op-ed over at the Washington Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com. Biden's Labor Department helping unions harm small businesses. And more about the organization at AmericansForFairTreatment.org. David, thanks so much for jumping on this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. That's David Osborne from Americans for Fair Treatment. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com, American farmers only, delivered right to your doorstep. Fruits and vegetables, fresh or frozen, depending on the season, plus great steaks, Amish meats and cheeses for your deli tray, perfect for football season, which is right around the corner. PatriotFoods.com, PatriotFoods.com. Use that promo code America. Save an additional 10% over at PatriotFoods.com. Wednesday morning, Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.